Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlin covering, for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is walked intentionally. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Brandt scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Hansen reaches second base with a double. There goes Nicholson trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Brown, who tags Nicholson, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlan, and towards Hansen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Robinson moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball towards left. Nicholson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nicholson. Snyder moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Stock now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson scores. Hansen moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Stock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Wes Stock. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savarin moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savarin scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cunningham scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Stu Miller. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lau for the out. Powell scores. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lawler strikes out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.